We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
Welcome back, Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler, and we're very happy to welcome in the head baseball coach at the University of San Diego, Rich Hill. Chris Bryant in the starting lineup for the Cubs tonight, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
Is he batting leadoff?
To check this out. You know, we haven't pulled up the Cubs lineup yet, but you could put him anywhere and he'd be fine.
You're right.
I'm not too worried about that. But, hey, before we get to Chris Bryant, congratulations to you named today as the West Coast Conference Coach of the Year. Not only that, Bill, we're going to embarrass him a little bit here. West Coast Conference Coach of the Year named today. He's got the Conference Player of the Year, the Conference Pitcher of the Year, the Conference Freshman of the Year, and 8 All-Conference players. Congrats on all of that.
And one of the most beautiful little ballparks in all of college baseball.
You better believe it.
The way it's tucked into the side of the hills and it just blends into the everything. And I love the USD campus, the way everything just sort of blends together. And it's a different look than you get from any other college campus in the country.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And thank you, you know, for those compliments, you know, and the players, you know, always make the Coach of the Year. But, man, you know, this is like a proud papa day for me. And to have our, you know, our shortstop, Kyle Holder, local boy, who's expected to be kind of a late first-round kind of guy, be the Player of the Year, and David Hill, another late first round kind of guy, be the Pitcher of the Year, and Bryson, who's got just an unbelievable future as a Freshman of the Year. It's pretty amazing. You know, we've had the WCC Player of the Year the last 3 years. Chris starting off the deal. Connor Joe, first rounder with the Pirates, who's in their organization, and this year with Kyle. And Bill, hey man, you're right. That the campus is special. And you know, Ron Fowler and Kai Snyder, you know, really, you know, put this thing together and built the most gorgeous ballpark, you know, for sure on the West Coast and, you know, across the country. It's top 10. It's just, it really is kind of a surreal place.
I would just like to say, if you haven't had a chance to see a baseball game at USD, go out there, because the seating is different than any other ballpark you're ever going to be in. It's a little bit steep, but, I mean, you can be in the worst seat and you feel like you're right on top of the field.
You're right. That's how we designed it. You know, we had a great architecture group, you know, out of Kansas City, and we wanted to get that feel, you know, of a bowl. But, I mean, it goes straight up, and we wanted the fans to feel like they are right on the field. And believe me, you know, they are.
They're right on the field.
They are right there. You know, one of the things when they designed it is when you walk into the ballpark, you wanted to get that feel like, man, if you fell over, you'd fall right on the home plate. And you're right. It is a special architectural design and one that we're extremely proud of.
Rich Hill is here, the head baseball coach at USD. Let's talk about Chris Bryant for a moment. He's here. He said for the first time since the Grinky Quinton brawl, he was here as a fan that night. A little bit different situation for him, obviously, today. Obviously, when you're recruiting him, you know he's a special player, I'm sure, going back to high school. But how quickly after getting your hands on him at USD did you realize, like, oh, wow, this isn't just a special player. This has the potential, I guess, to be a very, very special player.
Yeah, I think, you know, I can remember Jay Johnson, who was our assistant at the time and now the head coach at Nevada, coming into the office and saying, hey, coach, you know, I'm going to spend all of my time with this guy. This really has a chance, you know, to go through the roof. You know, I think Jay saw that right away. And he was the freshman, you know, All-American, Player of the Year as a freshman, stole 18 bases, hit home runs, you know, kind of did everything. So we knew right then, you know, that it was, hey, we did have something special, but there was still some swing and miss. There was some chase. Defensively, he needed to get better. He went to the Cape, Team USA. But by his junior year, I mean, that's when you could really see it explode. He really didn't have any holes. He could really get to the inside pitch. He drew 66 walks and still hit 31 homers in a dead ball era.
Yeah.
And that's when you knew this thing was, you know, potential, you know, all-star Hall of Fame kind of guy.
You know, there's still some swing and miss to his game. But, yeah. I mean, it's amazing because he has that. At the same time, his average on balls put into play is huge. And he draws a lot of walks. I mean, this is a very unusual ball player.
Yeah, it's a hybrid. You know, I mean, he really is. I mean, this is a guy that can steal bases. I mean, he can go first to third in the center fielder's face. He can go first to home on a double. Underway, he's as good a runner as there is, I think, in the major leagues. I think he's a premium defender, even at 6'5", at third base, Bill. And you're right, the swing and miss is in there. But at the same time, he lays off, you know, those borderline pitches and can draw a ton of walks. He's got a great on-base percentage, and he has a chance to really be special. You know, I want to get out there and see Joe Maddon because we batted him leadoff, you know, at USD. Right. You know, and now Joe Madden's batting him second, and I know it's crossed his mind.
Because
that on-base percentage, and people just don't pitch to him.
Right, because Joe Maddon sees the lineup not as a line but as a circle, and he's more interested in – I know I listened to Maddon talk one time about his philosophy on the lineup that you want your best hitters getting up most often no matter what. Mm-hmm. So that's why he's two.
I look forward to the day when Chris bats leadoff. At some point, even big league pitchers aren't going to pitch to him, and that's happening now.
Right.
I mean, they're pitching him like he is a 10-year veteran all-star kind of guy. And I think he's, you know, in a leadoff hole, two hole, especially if he's in front of Rizzo, then he's going to get some pitches to hit.
Well, it's interesting you say that and the way he's being pitched, because as a guy that's been in it now at the major league level for like a month, the patience is still extraordinary. He leads baseball, seeing 4.4 pitches per at-bat.
Right.
More than anybody else in the majors, being pitched to very carefully, very selectively. And as we saw in the first game at Wrigley against James Shields, a lot of breaking balls. You know, they're not just trying to lay one out there. What was it like for you, Rich Hill, watching that game? Did you go to Chicago? Were you watching on TV? Yeah, I guess you're busy with your job. But, what are you thinking as you're watching that?
You know what? It was one of those days. It was a day game. I knew Chris was, going to be at Wrigley. I texted him. Get a good night's sleep. That didn't happen. You know, I think get a good meal. That didn't happen. And pressure is a choice. And, I stayed home with my wife, Lori, and we were just, you know, in our family room just watching them. And it was, you know, just a special feeling. I get goosebumps now thinking about it. You know, everybody in Wrigley Field just standing ovation, camera phones out, you know. And this guy was a freshman in my office, you know. It seemed like yesterday. And, you know what, Jesse, for me and all of us in higher education, that is the reward, you know. And to be here today and to see his dad, Mike and Susie, and to have Chris come over yesterday to campus, I mean, that's what we do this thing for.
You know, Bud Black was talking today about one of the things that surprises him about Chris is that how comfortable he looks on a major league field after only – like Bud said, we saw him the first day he was there, and he looked comfortable. And he says you look film at him, and he just looks comfortable in the job. Are you surprised at all?
Not at all. You know, and I think that has a lot to do with his parents. You know, Mike and Susie are just awesome people. Chris is a very humble, very balanced young person, you know, and not too much, you know, gets to him. You know, he really doesn't – you won't see him arguing with umpires. You won't see his temper, you know, get out of control. I've seen him get red in the face, you know, a few times in our drills and stuff, you know. But he's just very grounded, you know, and a very balanced young man. And I think he's also very confident. And that's a word Joe Maddon has used about Chris a lot, is just a very confident person in his own abilities. But I think it just goes back to his parents just raising him right and just, you know, being a good kid. The character thing with Chris is off the chart. I mean, he is such a good kid.
Very nice. Rich Hill's been the head baseball coach at USD since 1999. He is the coach of the year this year. He's got 8 all-conference players. He's got the player of the year, the pitcher of the year, and the freshman of the year. They're keeping it rolling pretty good at USD. Coach, really appreciate you stopping by, spending a few minutes with us.
Awesome, Jesse. Thank you for having me. Bill, it's a great pleasure to meet you too,
right,
sir.
Right after the when you win that NCAA title.
Yep.
Come on back.
I would love to be back.
There you go. That sounds like, like a good deal.
I'd love to be back here.
A good deal.
Yeah.
From Omaha to Petco, what could be better?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, Rich Hill, appreciate it. Awesome. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, it's time to start voting for your Padres All-Stars via the 2015 Esurance MLB All-Star Game Ballot. You can vote up to 35 times for your Padres at Padres.com/vote. So many Padres are All-Star Game worthy, so vote for your favorites today. We'll take a break, come back, get to some Twitter questions. Corey Brock will join us after that. Padres Social Hour live from the AMR studio at Petco Park.